This past year has been a year that, in the shadow of 2012, everybody thought would be a quiet and uneventful year. How very wrong we all were. At the very start of 2013, I was left with no option but to prank Mr. Brian Powis for having failed to log himself out of his Facebook, his emails, and finally his Phoenix blog account. As you can imagine, he wasn't very happy, and he spent the following few weeks complaining about it. By February, the dust had settled, but it was all about to be kicked up again as Brian and I went head-to-head for Mutt and Madness, the follow-up to 2012's Mini-Olympics. We competed in a 7.5-kilometre assault course in the freezing cold, all in the name of charity. There was a lot of on-air banter before the event, but the end result was inevitable. St. Francis Hospice received over £400 for our efforts, and I won. But not all of our fun was had outside of the studio. We've also had the pleasure to welcome a bevy of guests to the show, including the musically wonderful Dave Giles, the comically brilliant Paul Merton, and Edinburgh Fringe playwright and director Elliot Brown. In September of this year, we were able to announce the fantastic news that Phoenix FM would be hosting Lighting Up Brentwood again, with Tony Smith and myself being main stage hosts, and for the first time ever, a second stage of entertainment was hosted on Crown Street by the sublime Mr. Bob Simpson and my daytime opposite, Brian Powis. And just when you thought that was all the festive fun we had to offer, the Phoenix FM Daytime Collective debuted with a brand new Christmas song featuring the wonderfully talented and local vocal trio, the Poppets. And here we are, on Christmas Day. Just under a week of 2013 left, and I think we can all agree that it has been a much better year than we had predicted. The presenter picks have been made, the tree and the tinsel adorn the walls of Phoenix HQ, and the onesies are being worn. So what will 2014 have in store for us? Only Smarties have the answer to that conundrum. Well, Smarties and our time-travelling hippie friend Jed Shepherd. As ever, it is always a pleasure to be a part of your morning here on The Breakfast Show. So I will see you all tomorrow from 7 a.m. I'll bring the leftover sprouts and any chocolates I can steal as well. To you and yours, cheers for your ears. A Merry Christmas.